You may remember a couple of weeks ago we spoke to the coach of the Burnie Emus Rugby Union Club, Brett Bentley. They'd got into the finals along with Devonport. Unfortunately, the Coastal sides didn't have a great deal of success in the finals and the trophies went elsewhere. But I suppose the silver lining to that cloud is that the Burnie Emus have been named Tasmania Rugby Union's Club of the Year. The president is Isabella Hayes, who joins me now. Good morning, Izzy, and congratulations.
Hi, Martin. Thank you so much.
It must have been a huge surprise for you to get that, or did you think, oh, okay, we're doing a pretty good job here, we're in with a chance?
It was very much a surprise, but also at the same time I know that the committee has worked tirelessly behind the scenes to put us in the best possible position to receive this award.
It's not all about success on the field, is it? I mean, you've had a pretty good year on the field. You had all your three sides, men's, reserves and women's, into the finals, but it's not just about on-field success, is it?
No, it's not just about on-field success. It's all of the work that goes in behind the scenes that makes it possible.
What do you think is so unique about Burnie that got you over the line for the team of the year, or the club of the year, I should say?
I think that what makes Burnie Emus a bit of a standout is our community involvement. We have a range of communities from different nationalities in the Burnie Rugby Club, and I think that helps us reach more people internationally even.
Okay, now when you look back a few years to where the club was, they'd withdrawn from the state league, struggling to get players. I think they couldn't field a women's side. You've come a long way in a few years. It's been a big turnaround, hasn't it?
It's been a massive turnaround, and I couldn't be more proud of where we've come.
What do you put it down to?
Like I said before, definitely the community involvement and just having more of a community presence. Especially lately, we've had our Easter egg hunt up at the club and we've run our winter ball, which was open to the public and other clubs from around the state too.
Okay, now you've got a very strong junior program as well, and I guess the future of any club in any sport really is with juniors, isn't it?
It definitely is.
And how's that been going?
Very well, and we've been working with Devonport just to ensure that there is a strong upcoming of junior rugby players across the northwest coast.
What would you say to someone that's never played before that's thinking about having a go at rugby? How do you interest them at all?
I think just have a go. Just have a crack. Come along to a training session, see if you like it. Yeah, it's just fun.
you've had quite a few come and try days too, haven't you? Obviously they've proven successful because you've recruited quite well.
Yeah, they have definitely proved very successful. Again, another contributor to our success this season.
Some people would look at rugby and think it's not necessarily a violent game, but it's a very physical game. But yet you've got a strong junior and a strong women's program, so that's not always the case, is it?
No, it's not. And I think the physicality is part of it as well. A lot of people enjoy that aspect, even if they didn't think that they necessarily would.
Okay, so the season's over now. You've had a reasonably good year. As I said, you got all three teams into the finals. You've won Club of the Year. Do you sit back now and have a bit of a rest, or do you start pre-season next week like some sports tend to do?
Not next week, but we will keep working in the off-season to ensure that we are better than what we were this year in the coming season.
Okay, now if anyone's interested in getting involved in the club or in the game at all, how do they do that?
They can have a look on our social media. We've got quite a strong social media presence, especially on our Facebook page. So just get in touch with the Facebook page or shoot the club an email. All of the details are on the page.
And I guess it's not just players you're looking for. You'd certainly welcome more volunteers. I think most sporting clubs would take more volunteers if they could get them.
Yeah, of course. It doesn't matter if you want to be on the field, off the field. We would love to have you.
I'm sure you'll find a job for them.
Yeah.
Well, once again, Izzy, congratulations to you and the whole club. It's not just one person. You're just the president. And as you've said, it takes a team effort to get to where you've got to. Thank you for your time this morning and good luck next season.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Martin.